streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Idaho's abortion law, which restricts the procedure only for life-saving reasons of the mother. Doctors say they are confused about what that means if they can provide emergency abortions. Here's ABC Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw.
When Roe went away, states had essentially free rein to restrict or even to prohibit abortion in the way that Idaho has done. But there are other bodies of law that remain intact, and a federal law here does conflict with Idaho's law and other states' laws. But beyond this particular case, this is a reminder that when Dobbs said the abortion question is going to be left to the states, each state can decide for themselves what to do about abortion, that was never really a settlement that was going to hold.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also setting the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would let K through 12th grade teachers carry concealed weapons. This is ABC News. A baby rescued in Oregon after police say his father murdered two people and tried to make a run for Mexico.
Police thought former officer Elias Huizar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end he was caught in Oregon, but he was heading south on Interstate 5. Accused of child rape, and on Monday he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Huizar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child was safe in the car. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Non-compete clauses could be a non-starter soon across the country. The FTC voting this week to ban non-compete agreements, which bar workers from taking a job with a competitor. It's set to take effect in 4 months. And Milan is getting a little tired of tourists, especially late at night. The city considering a ban on selling pizza or ice cream after 12:30 in the morning to try to cut down on tourists partying. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was you know, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio and artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
More pancakes, please. More pancakes.
I'd like some syrup over here, please.
Butter. Give me the butter.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. We're at the Short Stack Eatery on State Street. You have to stop by, wave, take a picture, like, you know, the gorillas in the cage. They're broadcasting again.
Yeah, here we are.
Yep.
Just like every Wednesday. 6 to 8 a.m. And it looks like a nice day ahead of us. Kind of cloudy this morning.
Well, but a little overcast.
Is
there a prediction of any kind of sunlight today?
There is. Most of the afternoon should be bright and sunny and highs.
Fantastic.
Right. Well, I don't know. Do we have the weather roulette wheel dialed up yet? I don't know if we can get the actual temperature for tonight.
I think they...
Okay, Sam is nodding his head yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, it's all nice to know that they fixed it up, maintaining the weather roulette
wheel. Are we ready to give it a spin?
Yeah, give it a spin. Let's see what the high temperature for today will be, okay? And here we go. Get your money out. Put your money down.
Well, lubricated, that thing spins, doesn't it? That's fantastic.
And the engineers really did a terrific job. It's going to be 54 degrees today. Yeah, sunshine and 54. We'll take it, you know?
We will.
It's been milder. It's been warmer, but 54 is not bad.
No, it really isn't that bad at all. I mean, when you think about it, put it in historical perspective.
Right. Yeah, in context, you know, the temperature readings, it's pretty good.
If you consider other days of the year.
Right.
In comparison.
So here we are at Short Stack Eatery, and, you know, like we've been doing, I don't know, how long have we been doing this?
We've been doing
Wednesdays?
This couple, 5 years.
All of our lives, five it seems years. Like. But, we started a couple of months ago, and they're kind enough to invite us back, you know. I don't think they really know what we do over here. We just take the table over and set up some microphones.
I think they want to keep it that way, too. Yeah, you know, why know? You know, what are they, guy? You know, what are they going to do this time?
Rather not know. A little bit later on today, we're going to have Lisa Gomnitz joining us. Lisa is an expert on Fat Bird Week.
That's right.
That's what this is, Fat Bird Week. And if you see fat birds this time of year, that's a good thing. That means they're healthy.
Call them a name.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Call your birds a name. Well, pejorative.
We may even hear some bird sounds. You know, bird people are really into this.
They really are.
They really know their stuff. Yeah. And Lisa will be telling us all about, she's from Save Our Songbirds, and she'll be talking about Fat Bird Week, so got that happening. Our friend Zenon, I think, is going to stop by, our 14-year-old buddy that helps us out here.
Well, maybe, you know.
We don't know for sure. He's got schoolwork to do, you know.
Depends on how the show goes. You know, he might feel like, man, that's a lost cause.
Well.
It goes much better in the school broadcast.
Sure. Yeah, he's a young broadcaster, and he may stop by a little bit later on.
School announcer.
That's it. That's
how you
is.
Start off. That's how you get into the business.
Did you ever do school announcements at your high school or junior high?
No, they didn't have those.
Me either. Me either.
Yeah, it was like the principal or some other, you know, wacky.
It matters.
Got stuck doing it that day.
Reading the announcements and nobody's paying any attention. Nobody's listening at all. They're just messing around.
Yep.
So, what is today? The 23rd?
Do we have tickets to give away today?
Oh, yes. We do have
two tickets, right?
Stephanie Miller. Yeah, two pair of tickets.
Yeah.
And so the first person that walks in here, John.
Yes.
That says, hey, what about those Stephanie Miller tickets? And that's all they have to do is say, hey, what about those Stephanie Miller tickets? Or just mention the tickets to us.
First, they have to grab us by the collar. And then say,
hey, what about the Stephanie Miller tickets? I hear she's coming to the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th. Yeah, they're going to get the pair of tickets, and then we'll also do we'll give away another pair a little bit later on too. So anyway, you know, we're located at 301 West Johnson. If you want to go to that show, just stop by and let us know. All right.
Yeah.
First person to do that.
We got the camera going this time.
We do.
So you can kind of see a little bit of the restaurant.
Yeah. You can watch us on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Instagram. I don't know. We're everywhere.
All right.
Everywhere we need to be.
On our way in, right?
Yeah.
We get to listen to a repeat of Pete Schwab's show.
Right.
And he was talking a little bit about the final episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And how Jerry Seinfeld's a little disappointed in the last episode because his show isn't included in those great last episode lists.
Right. A lot of people didn't like that. I didn't particularly like it either.
I guess they were in jail or something.
Yeah, they threw him in jail and that was the end.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Curb Your Enthusiasm,
yeah.
Larry David's show, they kind of did a last show on there as well, which wasn't mentioned in the Schwabe show. Hmm. But I'm wondering, and I can't remember it now.
You
know,
me either.
It's extended. The whole season, by the way, was the reunion of the Seinfeld cast to do a last show.
Right.
So it's hard for me to kind of focus on what was the damn last show. I don't even know how it ended up.
Yeah, me either. And I didn't watch all Curb Your Enthusiasm because it would be on for a while and then it would be off for a couple of years.
Yeah.
They didn't make any new episodes and then it came back.
That's right.
That's the way they do it at HBO. You know, just wait a
so,
year and
so,
a half
you know, maybe there's a season. Way that we can, give them an idea. If somebody has a really good idea, all you have to do is text us from the Civic Media app or just give us a call and we'll pass that information along to Jerry Seinfeld.
Now, didn't Pete Schwabe have somebody on that knew, that was a childhood friend of Jerry Seinfeld? Did you hear that, Bart? Maybe that was day before yesterday.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, one of his guests, had some personal connection with him. But anyway, you know, Pete Schwabe is going to be in town next week, I think, right?
That's right. He's going to be broadcasting from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
That's what it is.
They set up their
Monday
tasting
or
room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
should we show up and unannounced guest? Just walk on?
I think Monday we should walk on.
Just do a walk on?
Yeah.
Like they used to do on The Tonight Show when Bob Hope would just stop by just for no reason to get a publicity and get some camera time.
What is it, the broken pencils? The two guys that talk about schooling?
I think it's busted pencils.
The busted pencils. Those guys are going to be there.
Wow,
and they're
really?
Going to broadcast live next Monday.
What? Well, why don't we show up?
That's what I'm saying. Let's show up. Let's bust
in. Uninvited?
Yes.
Just show up.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, throw us out?
Well, I don't think so.
Shouldn't.
It's not their bar.
That's right. That's right. Hey, let's check out the National Day Calendar. What do you
All
say?
Right, let's try that.
All right, here All we right. go. Sam, do you have the music?
By the way, we're missing Catherine today.
Catherine's not here today. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
All right.
Is it National Zucchini Bread Day? Is it Bucket List Day? Is it National Songwriters Day? National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day? National Telephone Day? Pigs in a Blanket Day? Administrative Professionals Day? What kind of day is it today,
it's
John Peterson?
It's not a pigs in the bucket blanket.
Well, you're wrong. It is Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Okay.
So you got the buzzer. Would you like to take another guess?
No.
It's not National Songwriters Day.
Oh, it is.
Why would they have a day for songwriters? Who cares about songwriters anyway? There would be no sense to it. What are we going to do? Sit around and write songs all day?
I think we should get behind something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can create a movement another day.
Perhaps. Or not. Let's talk about national bucket. You have a bucket list. You know, we're starting to get to
things
that
to
age.
Do?
Where, you know, things...
Things we have to get in before we pass
before
away.
We kick right? off, yeah, into the next dimension.
No, I do that every day.
Never done a bucket list, but, you know, many people want to do that.
It's too disappointing.
Remember that movie with Jack Nicholson and who else was in that?
No. Was it called The Bucket List?
Yes.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
Yes, it was Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
All right, Bucket List Day. By definition, a bucket list is a list of things a person would like to do but has never experienced before. Some people refer to them as milestones, while other people refer to them as goals. Do you have any goals? Yeah. Whatever you call them, a bucket list is a list of things a person would like to accomplish before they die. Okay. Any more comments on that? No,
that
I don't think so. Nobody
yeah,
really
I mean,
cares.
You know, bucket list, right?
And so what? Yeah.
Last thing.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing, actually, because you know you're probably not going to do
I think most people try to fulfill that bucket list without calling it a bucket list every day of their life.
You think
I mean, we don't need the bucket list anymore.
Right.
It's a passé thing. Well, the internet has taken care of the bucket list.
You can live vicariously through the internet. Just you can climb a mountain, you know, just by watching video of that. You can jump out of an airplane. All those things.
You can replace the background and a photo of you somewhere, you know,
right?
In some dangerous situation, that's your bucket list.
Yeah.
I did that.
And put that on Facebook, and everybody thinks that you've climbed Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever.
AI can do that for you now.
Yeah. It's great. You don't have to really do anything. You just stay at home, waste away.
You won't have to do anything.
Years ago, I found a bucket list that I made when I was a kid, probably after seeing the movie for the first time. And there were some there were some really weird things on there. Probably the weirdest one, the one that sticks out to me the most. Find the quickest way to get injured by a bald eagle.
That was on your list?
That was on my bucket list, yes. That I made when I was like 8 or 9 years old. I don't know what I was thinking.
I was going to say, what were you thinking? What brought that up?
Good question.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's
nuts. What? You know, just to think of you know, an 8-year-old coming up with a bucket list.
Right. it's all
you had to be in a strange place, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel sorry for you. That's depressing, actually. Stop Food Waste Day. That's today. We don't want to waste any food here at the Short Stack Eatery.
We don't.
They have a lot of great food here. And food waste worldwide is an alarming issue, John. According to the USDA, Americans waste between 30 to 40% of the food supply. 30 to 40% gets wasted.
It's outrageous.
That is near or more than the worldwide estimate of one-third of the world's consumable waste. Additionally, food waste occurs for many reasons along the food chain, like lack of workers to harvest, quality expectations, weather, overproduction, faulty equipment, poor planning, and overbuying and overpreparing.
Well, you know, I think there's more waste now because, you know, there aren't as many radio announcers out there where you can just pawn off that old food, the day-old stuff.
Expired
who
food.
Who eat anything in front of them. Not
You're
a
right.
lot of radio announcers left to do that.
No. No. We've got more days of the calendar to look at, the National
Fantastic.
Day Calendar stuff, but it's 6:19, John and Gordy, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, coming back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This thing.
Yeah.
Bachman, yeah. Turner, Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, Madison. Mm-hmm. They don't get enough credit.
Bachman, Turner, yeah, Overkill?
You never even hear their songs.
I know.
Anywhere.
Randy Bachman actually pronounces it Bachman, but everybody calls it Bachman, so even he calls himself
Bachman, Turner.
Yeah, it doesn't ring true.
Sound right at all. Yeah.
John and Gordy here at Short Stack. Catherine not joining us this morning. She's, you know, she's on her way up to, I think she's going to La Crosse or somewhere in that area. They're having a debate up there tonight. I believe it's the 3rd Congressional District. Don't quote me on that.
I think it is.
I think that's happening and will be.
The Democratic primary.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So we'll have coverage of that on Civic Media. But anyway. We'll continue. We'll carry on in Catherine's absence.
Yes, carry on.
You know, but we do
carry
have a.
Carry on my wayward.
We do have an extra microphone, so if anybody wants to stop in, I think Zenon's going to stop in.
All right.
Our radio pal. We want to continue with the National Day calendar because we've got it here. What?
Taking care of business today.
Oh, yeah. Taking care of business. It's National Administrative Professionals Day. Let's find out what that's all about. It's the last Wednesday of the full week of April. By the way, this Friday is going to be Dumpster Friday, Dumpster Fire Friday.
Yeah.
The last Friday of the month where we clean out all of our files and all the stories that didn't quite make the John and Gordy grade.
Well, it didn't even make our meeting yesterday afternoon. We should have like special Thursdays, special Wednesdays on all of our programs.
We've got that.
And no one brought up Dumpster Fire Friday.
Right. Well, the meeting was
I suppose
was
I could have.
I hate to have those meetings go any longer than they need to be. I don't know. National Administrative Professionals Day. Because everybody would be discussing what is Dumpster Fire Friday? What are you guys doing there Madison?
It's actually a tip of the hat to all the protesters who set dumpsters on fire.
Well, there ought to be a day like that. And
exactly.
That's what we do. National Administrative Professionals Day. So, it used to be known as Secretary's Day. Well, that went away with, high button shoes.
Well, no, the fact that you're secretary. Administrators now.
Yeah, that's right. It recognizes the professionals who keep the office running smoothly every day. Celebrate these professionals on this day. The day recognizes the work of secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, and other administrative support professionals. Central to any business, these professionals keep the office well organized and efficient. That's what I've noticed about our office back at the studios. It's really well organized and very efficient. There's nobody there.
You're going to open that can of worms. All right, yes, the office. There's no one there.
Right. Pretty much runs, automatically. No, there are a few people.
You can
there.
See that's, yeah. how well it runs automatically, putting us on the air.
Everybody wears a lot of different hats. There's a big hat rack over there. Just try on a hat and walk around and pretend to work. National Administrative Professionals Day.
Well, that's fantastic. What a great day to celebrate.
It really is.
And Sam, get rid of some of the old bakery,
Oh, yeah.
Food recycle day.
There's a lot of old food in our refrigerator back at the office. Why is that? They're just people bringing food,
put
it in the refrigerator, and then just leave it there.
Is it old? Oh, no.
Just leave it.
Maybe it's a science experiment.
I just feel sick.
It is a science experiment. Oh. What do we got in the history books for today, Sam?
What's going on? Open up the old history book.
Not a ton that I could find for today in history. A few things, though. The first, and there's our book opening noise. Thank you, John. allegedly, because we don't know if this actually happened or not. 1184 BCE in the Trojan War. Yes.
BCE?
BC. The Trojans.
It used to be BC.
The Trojans pulled.
Why is it BCE?
It's changing the name, so it's like not before the Common Era is what is. It aligns with the same dates as AD and BC, but yeah, it just used different terms now.
No one's going to understand.
Before the Common Era. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like a church based thing. Yeah, I got it. But anyway, 1184 BCE, the Trojans. Their city is infiltrated by the Trojan horse in the Trojan War.
You think that really happened?
I'd like to think
Seems
it happened
crazy,
because
doesn't
it's
it?
A really funny and interesting story.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine a giant wooden horse filled with soldiers.
Just to imagine.
Wouldn't they be a little suspicious?
Yes, the reaction is saying, who built a giant wooden horse? And what's inside that?
Yeah, why is it sitting there?
It's an act of goodwill to put the war behind us.
Yes. Mm. Anyway. And then you put the giant wooden horse somewhere.
Right.
Right.
And then people come out at the right time, and there's a big war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Sounds like a nice tactic.
Let's see. Jumping forward about 2,000 years, 1800, 3,000 years, Congress approves funding for the Library of Congress.
Mm.
Yeah, it became the largest library in the world. Still is. Mm.
Well, unless you take all the papers, you know, home with you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who would do that? Who would do that?
Yeah, nobody would take anything that doesn't belong to them. Oh, right. Classified information or anything like that. It belongs in the Library of Congress.
Exactly.
I wonder how many overdue books there are at the Library of Congress.
Can you just walk up boxes? And check out a book?
That'd I don't cool. think you can. No. I think it's all there and it just stays there.
Yeah. Okay. I got to go to the Library of Congress when I went
Did
to D.C.
You?
In high school. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge, huge.
I think
inside.
They have the Constitution. They have the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence posted there. I went there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other
it was
thing.
On my bucket list.
Oh, well, good thing you checked it off. Good thing you checked it off.
All right.
One other thing here. Hubble Space Telescope was launched today in 1990.
The Hubble Telescope, 1990. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was that long ago. It's still out there.
And then it had some problems.
Yep,
it and then did. Somebody go up there with a little Windex and a...
Just give it a little buff, little shine.
Well, they had to actually make a lens, right?
Right. Yeah, they had to make a brand new lens for it.
Defective lens.
Yeah. But that's been overshadowed by, you know, the other telescopes. Is it the
James Webb
telescope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been up in orbit for... I don't know, 7-8 years at this point now.
Okay. Yeah. Any birthdays for today, Sam?
Barbara Streisand, 1942. That's the only significant one I could find. You got any other birthdays?
No.
I really
see. Any favorite Barbara Streisand songs? Or, you know,
The Way We Were.
I couldn't name a single one.
Really? People?
Yeah, well...
People who need.
Oh, God, no.
I probably recognize that.
Oh, that's a great song. You should play that.
That is a horrible song. People who need people. God.
Sappy.
What an amazing observation.
Yeah.
Okay. God.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
The Way
We Were. Everybody liked
The
that
Way We Were.
Way back when.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah. That was a terrific movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I thought.
If you like those kind of romantic
emotional.
Things. Yeah. It's very emotional. Did you tear up when you saw it?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
You know, so many relationships.
I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay.
Yes, you are.
29 minutes past the hour. It's
now
cloudy. John and Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery. Come on down. Join us.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tesla, Bitcoin. Now, those are stocks that you expect people to show interest in, but there's one agricultural commodity that blasts past them all. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news as we get started on a Wednesday morning. The commodity that is outshadowing even those big-name brands, cocoa. That's according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He said it is outdistancing every commodity on the board these days, and here's why.
What's going on? The Ivory Coast or West Africa produces about two-thirds of the world's cocoa supply that comes out of that region, and they are looking at multi-year lows. In fact, the Ivory Coast, number one producer of the cocoa bean, is down production-wise, basically about 20% year-over-year due to poor weather as well as disease concerns. Ghana, the number two producing country, is looking at a forecasted 22-year low in terms of its production, and that has just sent this market parabolic as obviously end users are looking for supply, and then throw in the momentum and the speculators that have piled into this market.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, with a little explanation on why that Easter basket that you supplied just a couple weeks ago might have been a little more expensive than previous years. Unfortunately, the red-hot enthusiasm about cocoa that the market's experiencing not being shared with corn and soybeans this morning. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yeah, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. So yesterday in Chicago, no change on barrel or block cheese prices. AA butter dropped $3 to $2.97 a pound. This morning, December corn's unchanged at $4.75. November soybeans down a penny at $11.73. July wheat down $4 right now at $5.99 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk down $13 currently at $18. June contracts down $14 at $18.08 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is going to be sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. Then on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, 63. Rain and thunderstorms will continue through most of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison. Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pair on the air also.
Okay.
Okay, and we're in. Are here. We,
so what do you...
of my mind.
watercolor memories of the way we were.
Okay. Mad Radio WMDX. We've changed formats. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
Beautiful music all the time.
You know, I'm just listening to that. And I'm thinking, before, you know, before she says, you know,
the way we were.
The way we were.
Right.
It was just a word salad of mumbo jumbo nothings. You know.
Misty watercolored memories.
I mean, what a ridiculous line.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of says it.
It does?
I just remember being in radio and having to play that song, and I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this the way it's going to be, really? is this how, you know, I'm going to have to do my job is play songs? Like, I couldn't stand that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you kind of like it, though, huh?
Yeah, well, it was the beginning of a long slide of music at that point. Then we had Christopher Cross. And,
oh, my God. They call it yacht rock now, right?
I know. I was listening to that.
Yeah.
Pete Schwab was talking about yacht rock. Yacht rock.
That term's actually been around for a long time, but now it's a thing. Now they've created a whole genre, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's yacht.
Yacht
rock.
Rock.
Kind of hard to
not
understand.
Yacht rock. It's a bad name.
But, you know, I used to
see
that.
They throw Boss Skaggs in there. You know, I mean, there's some really great music that's now associated with yacht rock. You know?
I know.
Yacht rock.
And he had a yacht rock group on that, you know, plays all these cover songs.
Pete Schwab did?
Yeah. And that's why they were talking about it on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, the list of songs is just make me want to just not eat anymore. You know? But, you know, these are songs that we've forgotten, and there's a good reason why we've forgotten them. and they're not played a lot is because they're insipid.
Well,
and, you know, I'm not this crazy rock and roll guy.
No,
I mean, I like a lot of different genres of music.
Sure.
But there was a really blank period of music
called Yacht Rock
that just
now.
Took over for a long period of time.
Yeah, that Criss Cross stuff, some of it was, I don't know, it was kind of okay. It was sort of like watered down Doobie Brothers sort of sounding, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It was pleasant, but it just didn't, I don't know, it didn't make it with me.
Yeah,
there
were other groups that were really, really awful.
Bette Midler
came out with a lot of really horrible songs.
Yeah. I don't know if this song would make it into the yacht rock category.
I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake.
That was a big hit then.
Was it? I'm a pancake. Coming up. Randy Van Warmer. They had all these artists with one hit yacht rock songs. I'm a pancake. They came and went. Steel and
Gold
or whatever. Yeah?
One of the worst ones. They can't. I'm all out of love.
Oh, yeah. Little River Band. Or Air Supply?
Air Supply.
Air Supply. Oh, man.
I mean, actually, the group's name says it all.
Air Supply.
It's just Air Supply.
which very strange name. Yeah.
Mm.
Just wonder where they are now.
Yeah. Well, we hope they're not around. As a group.
Yeah.
I don't mean anything bad about the members of the band, who probably went on to play yacht rock.
You know, we hope they're fine. You know, they've got to make a business.
I remember running across that genre. Basically, it was on XM. They had a rock channel.
Right?
And I tried to listen to it, and it was just, you know, yacht rock.
Well, it puts you to sleep. I mean, that's the thing. It's good sleeping music, I guess. So it serves that purpose. Africa, you don't like that? Now, see, I like that song.
That came back. A lot of people like that. Even the Gen Zers were, you know, singing that song.
Well, Toto's a great studio band. Yeah, Toto's a...
You think?
Yeah. Okay. They're a really good band. I mean, they're studio musicians, the tops, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was just the fact that it was so overproduced.
Well, that could be.
And syrupy.
Yeah. A little bit later
on... Billy Joel.
You got this thing about Billy Joel. I don't know why. It's, you know, I like a lot of his stuff, but, you know, I like piano music. And he was a piano man. How can you not like the piano man?
You know, it'd be a difficult time trying to find a piano in any of his pop songs.
Well, until he came along, then he, you know, he made it a thing.
What, it was a high fashion girl. What was it?
Uptown Girl?
Uptown Girl.
When Christie Brinkley, yes. When they were married for like 20 minutes, he put her in a video and that was it.
He thought, wow, that was a mistake.
Yeah. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about birds, John. It's Fat Bird Week.
We're going to be able to call a lot of birds names.
Well, Lisa Gomnitz from Save Our Songbirds will be stopping by here at Short Stack Eatery, and I think she brought along some musical bird songs or something, or we're going to try to identify some birds through their whistling or their bird calls.
We'll ask her about. There are apps that identify the whistling of birds outside. You can just turn the app on. It'll interpret all of the singing that's heard out there. Mm. It'll tell you what birds you have in your yard.
It's fascinating. And you know, the thing I didn't know about Fat Bird Week, the way they call it Fat Bird Week, the reason they do that is because fat birds are healthy birds. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Same thing for people.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I don't think that's true anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to lose a little weight. I've lost like 17 pounds in the last 6 months.
Wait till you move.
Since I started working here. I think it's mainly anxiety and, a lot of other things going on. But, yeah. I mean, not that I don't need to lose some more, because I do. You know, you're always fit and trim. You've been working out again lately.
Yes.
You know, lifting weights and,
the elliptical machine.
Doing the punching bag thing. You got that punching bag down in the basement.
No.
Smacking it around. You know, you do the elliptical. That's good. Good aerobic stuff.
Yeah.
Do you lift any weights?
I do. Just a little. You know, you don't lift, for weight. Mm. You just lift for aerobic.
Mm-hmm. John is actually a senior MMA fighter.
That's right.
Yep. Yes. You don't want to mess with him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you say so. When we had John Kovalik here, what was he into? He was doing
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Yeah, a lot of people took Taekwondo in my old days in the 70s. Very, very popular at that time.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just kind of sickening, you know, because everybody that took Taekwondo, they walked around kicking in the air. Like, oh, wow, you're really special. Wow, what an athlete.
Well, it's, you know, if it works for him, you know, more power to him, I guess.
It was an extension of karate back then.
Sure.
And not the similar sport, but basically karate was just this hot item, and it was in every show, TV show, spy show, every spy movie. It's funny even to watch karate chops now, like in old James Bond movies.
Well, right. Yeah.
that looked hurt. It looked like it would hurt. No.
There's that one scene in, what is it, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Did you see that
No,
one?
I didn't.
Oh, it was really good because they
started watching it.
It was set late 60s, and there's a Bruce Lee type character that gets into a fight with Brad Pitt. Yeah, he doesn't know that Brad Pitt's, you know, pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Because Brad's a stuntman in this movie. Mm. And the Bruce Lee guy, they start getting into it. They start jawboning and, you know, yelling at each other and stuff. And Brad's trying to just disconnect and say, you know, you don't want to do this. And they get into a fight, and Brad just ends up kicking his ass. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. A big thumbs up from me.
Okay, all right.
You know, when are you going
to
start doing movie reviews?
Check that out.
You got movie, you know, we should do some movie reviews.
Should I start doing movie reviews?
I think so.
Well, why not do one today then?
You got one lined up?
I think I do.
Do you? You think you do?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd
what
like
movie
to hear
are you going
to
pre-
We'll see if it doesn't mess up somehow.
Well, have you got it ready? Do you want to do it now?
No.
Or do you want to do it later?
Okay. Let's not do it now. Okay. Let's promote it.
Ah.
Next hour, we'll pick up. On Civil War.
Civil War. That's that new Kirsten Dunst movie,
exactly.
Right?
I pre-recorded it because it's very difficult to do something like that here at a restaurant.
Well, we saw that movie together
at
the theater there next to Channel 47, whatever that movie is.
It's a spontaneous idea from Catherine.
Yeah.
And what a good idea. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was. I still think, you know, images of that movie are still sort of haunting me.
And, similar here.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's impactful. And I guess it's doing well at the box office, too, which is kind of unusual in a movie. It's just, it's hard to categorize that movie to me. It's not a typical
You made a really great comment about the black and white photos juxtaposed with the live action.
Well, yeah, they do that through the movie, and I thought that was really, really, you know, it really struck me.
It brought it in perspective, didn't it?
It did.
You know, they're just not black and white photos, you know, still photos, people posing or anything like that. They're actually in danger taking that photo.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll have your movie review coming up in a little while, right?
Interesting fact. Did I tell you this?
What?
Remember the guy with the rifle in camo?
Okay.
And he began shooting people.
Yes. Yes. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Did I tell you that that guy is Kirsten Dunst's husband?
I know. I found that out, too.
Yes.
And he's played that kind of character several times.
Oh, really?
He was in Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And similar kind of thing.
Wow.
Very similar role.
So she probably thought, wow, my husband could play this role.
Apparently, they're a Hollywood
people randomly.
They're like a power couple in Hollywood, apparently.
Are they?
They're teamed up, and they've been together for 7 or 8 years. Yeah. And, they've done some other projects. But this is really, that's a very haunting scene
that,
as well.
That will stay with you for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, we'll have your complete. Is there any more to your review you want to reveal instead of waiting?
You know, this is a better review than the review, so
we should have a review of the review.
Yeah,
later. Okay.
All right.
Sam, have you seen any good movies lately?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to a theater in a while. Actually,
well, we can recommend you go see Civil War.
I should go see it.
You should check it out.
Yeah, we'll see what.
I guess I saw a few movies at the film festival when I was helping run it.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you didn't go to the Tingler, unfortunately.
No,
Tingler.
I wanted to, but I had to show something at the same time.
Yeah, you're projectionist.
Mm-hmm.
How many movies did you project? Did you count them?
For the weekend of the film festival?
Different
movies. Different movies, probably, like 10, something like that. But there were more shows. We showed a couple movies twice.
You know, Ann came up with a really good idea.
What's that?
She probably saw some meme or something on Facebook in regards to it. But what was the first movie that actually scared you? The most frightening first movie you ever watched?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think of that.
And I came up with an answer right away. But then she started bringing up examples in the article or the meme that she was looking at. And I thought, maybe that was it. And then I kept going back further and further and further to try and figure out what movie was the scariest movie that I saw.
Yeah. Boy, I can't think of. I have to go back in the memory banks.
I can remember mine. It was Haunted Mansion, the one with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, okay.
Well, I watched it when I was a kid, and it gave me nightmares that night.
Wow.
Yeah, even though there's a lot of comedy in it, for some reason it still scared me.
Now, that's funny, because my first scary movie was also a comedy, but it was, and they showed it in the little Warrenville gymnasium to, you know, all the kids, like on Saturday morning or what. It was something like Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein.
It was really well done, though.
It was well done, and it really was kind of scary.
It was.
And funny, but really, like, oh, man.
Well, they had Dracula in it, too, right?
Yeah.
In the casket.
Right.
It was actually well done. I mean, the guy looked like a good Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
He played the role.
Right.
Can't remember, it was Glenn something or other. But, yeah, that was really a good movie. And I was thinking back then, too. I mean, those are the kind of movies we watched as little kids on Saturday morning.
Right.
They played those things.
Yeah, but they had some scary moments in that where they were, you know, where they would jump out of, you know, nowhere and start running after Abbott and Costello. I was like, oh, man.
Well, you know, Dracula, the special effects where Dracula turned into a bat.
Oh, I know.
I thought that was really cool.
It was cool. Yeah. Ah, the old days. Okay.
Oh, no, Air Supply.
Is that what it is?
Guess we've run out of air here on the program.
Running out of oxygen. 6:49, John O'Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Show business stories.
Oh, yes. Hula hula dance. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM on your radio dials. You can surf the internets, all the tubes out there.
Right.
They're not dump trucks. They're tubes.
I like that whistling. You know, whistling, we should try to bring that back. You don't hear enough whistling anymore. People used to whistle when they walked down the street. Yeah,
you know, I've been telling them, you know, there aren't enough instrumentals nowadays, right. And there's no whistling in songs.
Wonder why that
sometimes
is.
They look very strangely at their dad.
Do they even know how to whistle? I mean, again, people don't
actually
really
they don't
promote.
They don't. You know, we were talking about scary movies. My first one that I thought I saw that was the scariest movie was Invaders from Mars.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very Cold War-ish thing.
Mm.
Where these invaders came in, they put a little gadget on the back of your neck.
Oh.
And they could control you. And this is like brainwashing, all the things that happened in the 60s. And it was just a fantastic movie. I thought that was the first one. Then Ann started bringing up some of the older black and white movies from the 40s and 30s. And one of them was The Uninvited.
Oh, I don't know
with
that.
With Ray Milland. The Uninvited had one of the best, and this is why I remember it, had one of the best special effect ghosts I'd ever seen.
Mm.
And it just brought it all together for me. And from then on, that's the way I thought ghosts should be in the movies.
Mm.
And another ghost that was very similar to that was in, I'm going to bring it up again.
Okay.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Okay.
Okay.
It's a Disney movie, and it is just one of the best movies you could ever watch with the family. You definitely should check that movie out. And I'm serious. You know, it's really a good movie. In fact, my 25-year-old invited all his friends over to watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People. They all loved it. The special effects are just fantastic.
When was this made? How recent?
I don't know. 53, 54,
something. Oh, really?
Like that
far back?
Yeah.
Sam has a favorite movie or something to add to that.
Right? I just have a couple texts that I'd like to read. Catherine chimed in with her first scary movie. It was Jaws. Yeah. She remembered hearing. She remembered hearing before going to see it that people were like throwing up in the movie aisles after seeing like how graphic it was.
Oh no!
So she was already scared going into it. Somebody else texted in the movie Grizzly. Yeah, exactly.
Grizzly.
I haven't heard of Grizzly, they say for weeks afterward they imagined, like in nightmares, that there was a bear out to get them.
Right. It's like a Jaws thing.
Yeah.
And ever since Jaws, by the way, then I was truly, truly afraid of deep water. No one was getting me out on deep water.
Jaws never.
And still to this day.
Jaws never really scared me. I didn't watch it until I was like an older teenager, though.
Hmm.
We got one other text. You mentioned Once Upon a Time in Hollywood before. I haven't seen it, but there's an actor who plays Bruce Lee or Bruce Lee-like character.
Yes.
He lives in Wanakee, apparently.
No kidding.
Yeah, his name is Mike.
That guy?
Is this the Mike Moe that you have mentioned before? M-O-H?
Or is M-O-H. That a different Mike Moe? I think so. He was. He has a a school, a self-defense school, I believe.
Oh, okay. Really?
That makes sense.
I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if it was Kix, which is a self-defense school. I don't know. Or maybe it's Taekwondo. Mm. I know that maybe Kovalik brought it up.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, we'll have to track that down.
But yeah. There's a lot. By the way, there are a lot of people who were in the movies who played Bruce Lee.
Yes,
a lot of them out there, and they all start their own, you know, kickboxing schools. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny the way it happens. Not only just Bruce Lee, but also in Power Rangers. Mm. A lot of those individuals ended up starting their own, you know, karate schools and self-defense schools.
Okay. Yeah. You got to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm going to have to,
especially
see that.
For that scene where. They get into this fight, and all right. Brad Pitt just kicks ass. It's great. Another movie. Now, this isn't a scary movie, but one that I remember, the old Invisible Man movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't
a great special effect,
was it?
It was
just so funny because the guy would walk around wrapped up,
right.
because he's invisible. So he'd had to, yet how do you shoot a movie with an invisible man? So he was wrapped up in, you know, gauze or something, and then he would take the gauze off, and then the camera would follow.
Exactly.
Nothing. It would say
it was the first full frontal exposure of a male in a movie ever.
Yeah. He was naked and invisible. So take that, censors. Okay.
They knew they could get by them with that one.
Could get away with that for the whole movie. Yeah. I think didn't they make a modern version of Invisible Man?
They did. And it 15 turned out really good. Yeah. With all the special effects now.
I wonder who played the lead. We never, you know, because he was invisible. They could save some money on that, you know.
Even his name in the credits was invisible.
Hey, by the way, Stephanie Miller is coming to the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th. It's coming up, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster. But we also have a pair of tickets that we're going to give away in a few minutes. And if somebody walks into Short Stack Eatery here and just walks up to us here over at the broadcast table, our broadcast corner, and says, hey, what about those Stephanie Miller tickets? You'll get them. We'll give them to you.
So we're not going to do that right now?
No. We can do it if somebody walks in and says, hey, Stephanie Miller.
All right.
We'll put them on the list.
All right. You know? Well, I thought we could wait for that to happen.
Okay.
But we could also just give them away on the air.
We could. We could do that. And in fact, we should do that. Should we do that right now?
Let's do it right now.
Are you sure? Should we do it live?
Let's do it live.
Okay. Well, you can call us. If you'd like to see Stephanie Miller in concert, it's going to be a fun night. She's going to bring the whole gang to the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th, 8 o'clock is showtime. Doors open at 7. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. And Sam will take care of you, right?
All right. That sounds great. Fantastic.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see if we can. Oh, there's not a lot of time. I was going to get into the entire Democratic agenda for 2025.
Well, you've got 30 seconds to explain.
It sounds like a lead into a joke. You know, we don't have enough time. We've got three or four items.
All right. Coming in,
it's a full agenda.
Coming up in our next hour, Lisa Gomnitz is going to stop by here at Short Stack Eatery. She's with Save Our Songbirds. There's a thing going on all over Wisconsin. It's Fat Bird Week. Yeah.
It really
is. She's going to tell us all about why fat birds are good birds and healthy birds.
And we've got a few comments from Joe Biden.
Okay. It's all coming up.
Show. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.